Hey, welcome back to Project Independence in You. You were listening to Old Time Radio, The Inner Sanctum. Ooh, I hope you enjoyed. So it is now time for Talk of the Town, also known as Christina Lou. Period. We just call it Christina Lou. Christina Lou, Talk of the Town. Christina, welcome.
Oh, yes. What a great show. Very jam-packed. A lot of fun guests.
Yeah, we had a really good show, really informative. You know, sometimes you invite guests on and you have in your mind how it's going to go, but you kind of go into one area and it's just so interesting. You kind of say, okay, let's just go with it, and hopefully we'll have them back. Our first guest was Ellie Moskowitz, who is an opticianer. Is that
optician?
Optician. He's an optician, and. He's also in a Rolling Stones cover band. We had very, very little time to talk about the music aspect of his career, but we did talk a lot about the optician area and got a lot of great information.
You did get serenaded. That's all that matters.
I got serenaded, but not on the air. Yeah. But that's okay. I'm fine now. I guess so. I'll just have to go see him live again, which everybody
right.
here should do, because it's really a great experience. They not just do they play the Rolling Stones songs, but they're true to each guy in the band. You know, there's a Keith Woods, there's a, you know, Ron Wood, there's Keith Richards, Mick Jagger. You go there.
Quite and the it's, costume changes too,
yeah,
which is really
yeah. So it's a real fun total experience, and it was really great having him here. And then we had on. Martha Cohen, who is a town resident, a senior, and someone who kind of happened upon Project Independence by coming to the Great Neck Social Center. And David, as you know, we have a satellite office there with Project Independence. And she just kind of said, what is this? And she loved the whole concept of Project Independence and then got involved. And then she actually is now facilitating programs mm-hmm. and doing a great job. So that's great. And David... We said, we're going to talk a little bit about your Romeos. And
Retired Older Men Eating Out.
Okay.
It's an acronym.
Yeah, it certainly is. But it's been going on for how long now?
Since like 2010.
It's been a bunch of years.
I was an intern, so it must have been like around 2010-ish.
Yeah. And what I had seen an article in the paper. Well, let me say, the concept, men socialize not at all like women. Women socialize very easily.
Right.
Men don't. Men have their bowling buddies or their poker buddies or their jogging buddies. This is a social program for men where we sit around for a couple, 3 hours and talk about anything, any subject. It's all good. One rule, you may think the idea is stupid, but you don't tell the person who put it out that he's stupid.
That's right. I think that's a good thing just to take yeah. with you for all time.
Yeah, and through yeah. life.
You just hold that in until it's over yeah. and then.
Now, I had seen an article in Newsday about Romeos. It's nationwide, but
right.
each is independent. And I asked Christina about it. I said, what do you think? She said she knew a couple of men, a couple of three men who might be interested. They were, and here we are, going strong. First and third Mondays of the month.
And how could somebody find out about it?
Well, if they're interested, I don't know whether 311 is interested.
That's right. You call 311, you'll be connected to me,
yeah.
and then we will connect you to the Romeos.
Or 869-6311.
516-869-6311.
That's right.
But it's a great group, and you know, it started with like five guys,
yeah.
and you know, now there's about 12 to 15 guys. I think that's
yeah,
steadily
the regulars. That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, we're there. We brown bag it. Mm-hmm. We meet at the Atrium on Cutter Mill Road. They made the space available to us. They also give us coffee, which is
well, that's very nice. So important.
Yeah,
they stick to their name. Those Romeos, they got free coffee out of the deal.
Sure, and on one Father's Day we got wraps.
there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. And as they say, we settle the problems of the world, the country, you name it.
No, what's great too about the Romeos, because like David said, you know, it's easier usually for women to, you know, they're joiners.
Yeah,
you know?
There's no red hat club for men.
Right, so that's what the Romeo was saying. We're going to get them all red hats. And then we go. But, you know, I think it's really great because they're all invested in the program. And there's a lot of times that I'll actually get calls, whether, you know, from a wife saying, you know, I really want my husband to join a group. And the Romeos all serve as ambassadors. There's plenty of times I've called David and said, David, you got to call, you know, so-and-so and explain what Romeo's is to him. So it's really been a great program to be part of.
Yes.
So when you're in the group, David, is it like, does it seem to be like a theme, a current theme ever?
Whatever.
It's really whatever.
Whatever is sinking the boat. Well, for instance, the past weeks, it's been the election and the results. But we get all different points of view. There are a couple of guys who are, well, one man used to work on Wall Street. So he'll talk about the economic
perspective.
Well, that's what's really wonderful about the Romeos, that they each have had, you know, vibrant careers and all different paths. So you all can bring a little something different to the group, which is really wonderful. And they've arranged speakers. I know you guys, when the local elections were coming in, they had each side, in to explain, which I thought was wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. And then they do it all themselves. They just call me up and say, put it on the card. So they're really... They're a very low-maintenance group, the Romeos.
I mean, we couldn't do it as well without Christina.
Yeah, but it works good. It's a great group.
Christina is good. She's a keeper.
Other than that, Project Independence does not have to expend a great deal of energy.
Right.
Yeah.
We do it all. Yeah, we've got a formula. It works. And Christina just sends out the cards reminding people.
Right.
Or she's the central point whether there's going to be a meeting or not. But we do it all.
Right. You know, well, Project Independence, you know, in addition to providing services, also, you know, helps people connect to programs that are out there. So whether it's a program like the Romeos or something, maybe not even in the town. So we really try every call that comes in to kind of connect somebody. Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah, this is for if somebody says, my husband's wandering around loose, the Romeo, or start one in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Right.
Get a couple of people together, a place, pick a date.
Clone Christina. And you got a whole.
Yeah, and that's it.
It's great. Simple. You know, and on top of the Romeos, I mean, we have a lot of different other group opportunities. So it's nice. You know, there's another men's group that meets in New Hyde Park that has a facilitator. You know, then we have a social group that also meets in New Hyde Park. We have a caregiver support group. We have a senior talk group in Roslyn. I mean, so there's really a bunch of different options, you know, and you can kind of check out what is the right fit for you. So you could, you know, or join them all.
One could find what's going on also by going on our website.
Absolutely.
Right? There's a calendar.
Yep, you go on the website. It's new and improved. It's on the Town of North Hempstead website. It's a little clearer now, and you could just look, and there's a whole list of all the different programs we offer to, you know, or you can call 311. The endless possibilities. But also coming up, not just, you know, the whole Town of North Hempstead does amazing programs, and the Women's Roll of Honor Breakfast will be on Wednesday, March 29th. That's at the Harbor Links in Port Washington from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's really a great program that's been going on since 1994. And every year they honor women who live in the town or, you know, a nearby town that are really contributing or have done volunteer things or there have some kind of significant achievement within it, which is just a wonderful program. So if you want to get more information or you want to go to that, call 311 to do that. So.
And also the website, too.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot on there.
Yeah, so it's really and then we've been talking about this, which is a great program. We really want to stress people, everyone out there, the civil rights movement documentary they're going to be doing. So you could, if you have some part of the civil rights movement, you know someone that has, you know, been involved, was involved with it, you know, even if they're not in the town. That we're looking to get their stories through North Hempstead TV. I just think it's a wonderful. I cannot wait to see this when it's done. I think it's going to be great. Because like I said, there's so many great people within the town who have had wonderful histories and been involved in all kinds of amazing programs. So.
Right. So it's not just, you know, if you were out there being active. It was just, it's any kind of story that you have or memory that you have from that time period, how it impacted your life. Maybe it impacted your future, your choices.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it would be great to give a call and let them hear your story. So
no, and I think it's just, you know, it's really important to preserve these stories, you know, and even here I want to remind people that, you know, we still interview veterans. If you are a veteran, even if you were a combat veteran or a non-combat, you know, we've really, those are some of my favorite segments we've had on here, and they're actually archived at the university, those stories, as well as our own website. But, I mean, it's really amazing because, like you said, you know, you might have been in direct combat, and or you just might have, we interviewed a chef, you know, that was, you know.
Right.
You know, we had, I mean, there's so many different layers that people were involved in. We interviewed David, was one of our original veterans we interviewed for that.
Archive that.
And it was just really an important thing to do. So it's, we're all about archiving the stories and getting saving them forever because there's great people.
Right. Such great things going on in the town. I mean, for everybody.
Yes.
But what else what else is coming up?
Well, Hot Off the Presses that we actually want to, it's a big initiative that North Hempstead's involved in. It's called Not in My Town, a Unity and Anti-Hate Conference. It's going to be on Thursday, May 4th. From 7 to 9 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it's really in response to the hate crimes that have been going on Long Island and the different intolerance. So Supervisor Bosworth, this is definitely an important topic that she wanted to get involved in. So she's partnering with the Holocaust Memorial Intolerance Center of Nassau County.
Oh, we had somebody on the show from there, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. So they'll be there, and there's going to be tons of speakers. It should be really an amazing program. The Village of Patchogue Mayor will be there. His name is Paul Pontieri. Steve Markowitz, the chairman, Tracy Garrison, the director of education at this Holocaust Memorial Center. There'll be a representative from the police department, which I think is really important because they're going to discuss how they're taking steps to enhance security and patrols to kind of prevent these hate crimes from occurring. So this is, once again, it's May 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. There'll be a little documentary shown as well showing all these things, too.
Do they people have to register?
Yes, please call 311, you know, just so they can get a count for that. But it's a free program, and like I said, Thursday, May 4th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park.
So. And it's about unity.
Absolutely, and I think that's very important. Message all the time, you know, especially now to stick with. And
is it for adults or is it all ages?
It could really be all ages. You know, I mean, it's probably a little, might be upsetting for a little younger age, but I think it's never, I think it's something that you actually is probably worth bringing the whole family.
So when someone calls, when you call 311 to register, you should ask about the, you know, the best age range for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Also, which is a crowd pleaser, David, is the STOP program. We'll be back. Which everyone, it's their time to clean out their garages and get rid of all kinds of stuff. Except what you cannot do is bring your pharmaceuticals.
And I followed up on that. It bothered me. I was wondering, what about over-the-counter medications, which are not prescription, but they contain the example, Zantac. You can buy over-the-counter.
Right.
If you want a stronger dose of it, you get your doctor to write a prescription for ranitidine. So I mentioned this to Judy at the Do last week, and she was interested. She said, keep me posted on it. Well, I spoke to somebody in solid waste management, and what they're doing is restricting it to prescription items. And the reason for that, I thought it had to do with the aquifer. No, it's to keep drugs off the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason. The aquifer benefits, of course. But the primary original purpose was to keep opioids.
Yeah, because they had they had partnered with CASA, who we actually just had on the radio not that long ago, who's very involved in these, you know, keeping pharmaceuticals obviously off the streets and really educating, you know, the role they partner with us having as a grandparent, educating your grandchild on, you know, these and keeping safe, you know, keeping things locked away, all those kind of initiatives that you have to take. But what we want to tell people, though, is that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can go to your local police department to drop off your medications and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, yeah, prescription medication. Yeah. The other stuff, like the Zantac, you can just throw out in the garbage.
Right.
Even if it's a liquid, you know. As I said, the primary purpose was to keep the powerful drugs, opioids, off the street.
Right.
So that's Saturday, April 8th, and Sunday, April 9th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Right.
And you can have papers shredded.
And that is David's. We were getting to that because that is one of David's absolute favorite parts of it.
That is
the giant shredder truck. And you can bring your banker boxes. I believe it's 6 banker boxes you're entitled to bring. And you actually get to watch, you know,
yes.
your papers be shredded. So you don't have to worry that somehow your identity or
and know, that is something. So great.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying with this event that I love about it is that it's just a great reason to kind of get rid of. And there's a whole list of other things that they accept too that
right.
you can call 311 or check on the website to get the full list of things because it's really endless. And there's a Big Brother Big Sister truck there. You can bring, you know, clothing and furniture and have all these different yeah. other things donated too. So it's perfect time for spring cleaning to
Yay.
Occur.
Yay! Spring cleaning.
It's, everyone could always use a little spring cleaning. And then Friday, April 28th, the town will be displaying the second ever Arts Matter art exhibit. It's going to be 10 pieces from local artists, and it's going to be a town hall. It's going to be theme this year is multicultural aspects of the town of North Hempstead.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot going on, and I know it's unbelievable. We have about 30 seconds left
of this segment,
and then we'll be back for the last 12 to 15 minutes. So you've been listening to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org. Senior Talk Radio, and we'll be right back with David and Christina.